USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
First Lady Melania Trump remains hospitalized just outside Washington after undergoing kidney surgery yesterday. Her office says, quote, the procedure was successful and there were no complications. But CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta says they haven't released much information except to say that whatever was on her kidney was benign.
There are certain masses that are benign, meaning they're not cancerous, but they can still be dangerous. They could still be at risk of bleeding, for example. That could be why it's done. There's not as much information as we'd like to try and put these pieces together.
It's primary day in four U.S. states, Pennsylvania, Oregon, Idaho, and Nebraska. Voters will decide candidates for November's general elections. And this is USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
President Trump lunching with Senate Republicans at the Capitol today to talk about what can get done before the November midterm elections. Hot topics will include immigration reform and renovating the nation's highways, bridges, rails, and airports. Democrats think they have a good chance of regaining control of the House and maybe the Senate this November. Former President Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski is now joining Vice President Mike Pence's Political Action Committee, the Great America PAC. Lewandowski tweeting yesterday he's proud to continue to fulfill the campaign promises that Trump and Pence made to America to make it great again. He predicted Republicans will expand their majorities in the Senate and hold the House in November. Lewandowski reportedly was asked to join Pence's team by President Trump, who fired him during the 2016 campaign. The PAC is working to assist Republicans running for Congress in this year's midterms. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House fielding more questions about an insensitive remark about ailing Senator John McCain made by a White House staffer last week. Spokesman Raj Shah telling a briefing yesterday it's being handled as, in his words, an internal matter, and he avoided questions about why White House staffer Kelly Sadler has not publicly apologized. Shah said Sadler did give an apology to McCain's daughter Megan. The 81-year-old McCain is fighting brain cancer at his home in Arizona. Sadler was discussing McCain's opposition to CIA director nominee Gina Haspel in a meeting last week when she reportedly said, quote, it doesn't matter, he's dying anyway. Also at the briefing yesterday, word that President Trump is thanking Waffle House hero James Shaw Jr. The White House spokesman saying Mr. Trump phoned Shaw praising the Tennessee man for his, quote, heroic actions and quick thinking. Shaw wrestled a gun away from a shooter at a Waffle House location in the Nashville area last month after the gunman had killed four people. Witnesses say had Shaw not stepped up, it could have been much, much worse. And American Airlines is tweaking its support animals policy. Soon, American Airlines will not let passengers come aboard with goats, hedgehogs, insects, snakes, and several other types of animals. The new policy taking effect on July 1st. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.